From Sri Lanka in South Asia, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes. Global health experts often talk about One Health, the important interactions of humans, animals, and the environment. One example of this interconnectedness of humans and animals is zoonotic disease, illnesses like Ebola, AIDS, and toxoplasmosis that start off in the animal kingdom and pass on to humans. But this story isn't about animals passing illnesses to humans. Recently, tuberculosis has been found in Sri Lankan elephants. The veterinarian who discovered this prefers to be called Dangala.
My name is Ashoka Dangala. I'm a senior lecturer in the Veterinary Clinical Science Department in the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine in University of Peradeniya.
Dangala tells me this story as we walk around the infirmary that he runs for sick and wounded elephants. Some elephants stand in the river watching he and I talk. This story starts with an elephant who was not doing well.
This is exactly where the first case of clinical tuberculosis in an elephant was found. This elephant, living about 30 kilometers away from this place, did not respond to any of the treatments that I administered with the help of Professor Indira Silva. She was losing body condition, but everything else was okay. Appetite was all right, walking, work, everything else was okay, but except that there was some cachexic condition.
She'd lost weight, her appetite decreased, and she seemed to lack energy. The doctors decided they needed to get her to the infirmary.
Not knowing what it is, and for detailed investigations, we wanted the animal to walk up to this point, about 30-35 kilometers. So what she did was, being relatively young animal, she started walking. By about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, she arrived at this place. And then she slept that night. But the following morning, she was finding it difficult to get up. She did not raise her head up.
They wasted no time.
And we waited until about 9, 10 o'clock. She didn't want to get up.
They wanted to give her some help.
We brought a 5-ton hoist and then brought some straps. And then using these straps, we tried to assist her to get up.
They got her to her feet, but she was clearly sick.
During that process, we saw some phlegm coming out from the trunk, which immediately led me to suspect that this could be a case of tuberculosis.
They next sent specimens to two labs in two different locations.
They confirmed that it was Mycobacterium tuberculosis.
They had already started anti-TB treatment, and then she stopped eating.
But in the meantime, we had started already with some antibiotics and also some supplements, intravenous and intramuscularly. But she was always on support, and she refused to eat from that point onwards. And then she was on tuberculosis treatment for about 5-6 days, and at the end of the 6th or the 7th day, she died.
Pathology reports confirmed the diagnosis of tuberculosis, but then came the question of how the elephant caught this very human disease. Attention turned toward the mahout, or elephant keeper. These keepers spend almost every minute with the elephant.
When you see this stream, now in half an hour's time, you will see most elephants will be in water, and also keepers will also bathe in the same water. And they will keep bathing elephants all the time. Elephants will urinate. Elephants will defecate in water. Keepers will always be messing around with fecal matter, urine in the same water. So their life is almost together all the time. This elephant had a keeper. This keeper had never been changed. And his father was a known tuberculosis patient.
The keeper's father died shortly afterwards. As for the keeper,
he never went to the chest clinic. All our efforts to convince him to go to the tuberculosis clinic failed. And not knowing how to do the post-mortem to reduce the risk of the people getting exposed, we did the post-mortem in the night. We only opened one or two ribs and then got a piece of the lung and then sent it to the human lab in the Faculty of Medicine in University of Peradeniya. So we know that was the first case of clinically found TB, and that was the first time that, in our opinion, that it was an elephant was treated with tuberculosis drugs. But we were a little unfortunate because we couldn't save the animal. The second case was published only about a month ago. This was again another animal about 10 kilometers away from here. He also developed a condition that was not responding to any of the supplements that we gave. All blood test, urine test, fecal test, everything was negative. All sicknesses that we found, we treated for. He was on antibiotic treatment, penicillin, but did not really catch up in body condition. And then we did a DPP. It was positive for Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And then while he was leaving, we also did a fecal PCR, which was also showing us that it was Mycobacterium tuberculosis positive. Now, what is interesting in this case was that the keeper was one of the five elephant keepers we found in Kandy, who was very strongly suspected of tuberculosis. But he never went to the chest clinic. All our efforts to convince him to go to the tuberculosis clinic failed. He did not want to go to the clinic. He did not want to take medicine. He very strongly believed that he was not sick. And up to date, he did not take any medicine, didn't go to clinics, nothing. What we plan to do is that this new fecal assay. Now, tuberculosis is a menace all over. It's a socially unacceptable disease. So if elephant keepers are excreting tuberculosis in feces, elephants are likely to get it. And if elephants are excreting it in feces, elephant keepers are likely to get it, because they work with bare foot, bare hand, all that. So what I'm trying to do today is to convince elephant keepers to give me a sample of feces, which I'm not very sure whether I can convince them to do that, and then to see whether we could isolate mycobacterium from the fecal matter from the keepers. Now, if that is the case, we can suspect that the infection possibly is coming from the keepers to the elephants. But what is surprising is elephants seem to be catching tuberculosis very, very fast. So there is probably some factor in blood or something that makes them so susceptible to lung infections. Yeah. Like say for gut, their gut, everybody knows, is very extremely weak, very short, rapid passage time. Dentition is very unique. So their digestive tract is very weak. Maybe just like that, their respiratory system is also weak, evolutionary, primitive. So it's very susceptible.
So while animal diseases clearly pose a potential danger to humans, this first case of elephant TB illustrates that we humans also pose health risks for the animal kingdom. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes in Sri Lanka, South Asia, with a Second Opinion.